Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, Patrick, I'm just not feeling this episode today. I don't know what's wrong with me exactly.
Well, man, you better get it together. Come on now. Try hard, fool.
Okay, Patrick, before we get started with music,
yeah,
on this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, mm-hmm. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I like to get that out of the way because often I forget if I let it go too long.
I want to
just tell you something about beer real quickly while I open this beer.
All right.
This is a Modelo that you gave
crack.
Me. I had a conversation yesterday with a friend of mine who is not at all into craft beer.
Okay.
He just doesn't. It's not his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it.
Does he drink beer?
He drinks beer.
Okay.
But he only drinks like mainstream major brewery, mm-hmm. you know, Bud Miller, that kind of stuff.
He's a classic rock radio guy.
He doesn't like anything else. And for some reason, this got me, as we were talking about those kinds of beers, the mass produced beers, it got me somehow thinking about, remember a beer called Michelob, right?
Oh, yeah.
Michelob.
Of course.
Remember when that was considered a good beer?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that was like premium quality beer.
It had the gold foil.
Yes. Yes.
Around the top. Yeah, it was like the champagne of beers.
It was something like the Knights are made for Michelob or something like that was their
that's right.
their ad campaign. And they had like Eric Clapton songs and stuff like that in the Frank Sinatra and stuff
that's
like that in the commercials. Yeah.
They advertised on Cinemax After Dark.
That was a classy beer.
Yeah, it was
your Michelob.
Oh, yeah.
And now, compared to what we drink today, I mean, do you realize how far down that is, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. But we're talking music.
Yes, sir.
Beyond Eric Clapton and Frank Sinatra and beer commercials.
That's right. We are
at the point here where we're going to talk about new music we have discovered from the previous month. We do that once a month. We're a little bit later this month because we've had some other commitments, but that's
busy,
okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get caught up. So I'm going to pick a couple of songs today and you're going to pick a couple of songs tomorrow, right?
That's right. It's not like we do a show every day, so.
No. So, let me go to my September list here. Okay. Now, I could if I wanted to, but I won't, but I could. I'm telling you,
okay.
I don't push me on this. I could do it if I wanted to. I could give you some post-punk.
Yeah.
For instance, a couple of songs from September that I really liked were by Faux Ferocious.
Okay.
And a band called Glove. You ever heard of Glove?
I have not, but I have heard of Faux Ferocious.
Okay, so those are good post-punk songs. You can go check those out on your own, okay? Or I could give you some good dream pop.
I didn't know you liked post-punk.
I do a little bit. I could give you some good dream pop, too, because a couple of ones, contenders for this were Chastity Belt and a band called Twen.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to do that because I do that too much.
Yep.
So I'm not going to do it. I was afraid it would just sound too much like other songs I've already featured.
It's just more, Jim.
So I'm going with some different styles of the rock and roll. And I'm going to start here with a band called The Growlers.
Excellent.
All right. Pause, but don't quit. Don't let a heart forget. Walk the dotted line with heavy footsteps. Nobody said it would be easy. And if it was, you wouldn't want it. It's just a game, though you ain't no child. You gotta laugh every once in a while. Without danger, there ain't no style. But you can only try so hard. Omens in the sky, reflection wet and cold. Between death and birth, we're only growing. All right, that song is called Try Hard, Fool.
Love that, Jim. That was fantastic, man. I loved it. Hit all the pleasure centers.
Yeah, it totally does, doesn't it?
It really does. It's great.
Have you heard of the Growlers?
I have not.
Okay.
But I love the name, and it's almost as if Squeeze grew up in Chicago or somewhere in the
Midwest.
It's kind
of like
beautiful.
That.
Yeah, I love that little keyboard line that weaves through.
Isn't that nice?
It's
a nice blending of sort of the synth, but not too much, you know, with the guitars and other stuff that they do. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a group that's definitely heard Patrick's Book Nook theme and is taking that to the next level. You know, there's a keyboard hook in that song as well. So I really feel like that's where they're coming from.
So speaking of beer, the Growlers, they're actually from LA.
Oh, nice.
And they've been around for a while, although I was not familiar with them. I didn't know that.
There
looks like the first album came out in like 2009. So about 10 years. This is their sixth album.
Wow.
It comes out October 25th. It's called Natural Affair.
Okay.
That song, which is an advanced single, is called Try Hard Fool.
Mm-hmm.
They're on their own label, which is called Beach Goth.
Nice.
And
I love that.
They also host, I think it's annually, they host a Beach Goth Festival of bands out in LA.
I love that.
So they're working it. And the song Try Hard Fool, I read, is basically about people who try too hard at something. So you're a try hard fool.
Got it.
The idea.
Yeah.
Right?
A fool for deserve trying
to be,
hard.
You deserve to be mocked for that, I guess.
That's
right.
That's right. Yeah.
So there you go. I like it too. I think it has a kind of a nice sort of easy groove to it and a really good, really strong melody. The pre-chorus and the chorus that just makes you feel like this is a song that's just been around for
a
long time, right?
That's how it felt to me.
Feels very comfortable with the first listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody unearthed it from the 90s. Why did no one remember this song?
All right. My next one.
Okay.
Has a connection to your recent trip. This is a band from Louisville.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
They are called the Quiet Hollers.
Okay.
And this song is called Loop, which is spelled L-O-U-P. Okay. Loop, parentheses, hide it away.
Okay.
I used to think it was a gift. I used to say I used to use it like some parlor trick. How it makes me sick, I didn't realize. I thought that I could hide it away, all the lonely day, and only let it out in the night. I wish I could give it away, take it from me, babe.
Right, there you go.
Wow, that was definitely different, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you love about that song?
I like that song because, again, it kind of gets you into a groove, which is nice. And
totally.
It's weird because it sort of feels like it's simple and complex. Like there's like you're kind of listening and going like, there's not a lot happening in this song. And then you're like, there's a lot happening in this song. like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know much about this band, the Quiet Hollers. I don't think they were around when I lived in Louisville, but that's been quite a while.
Yep.
And they don't have a whole lot of information about them online. They were formed in 2010. So they've also been around for some years. And apparently some of their earlier records are more like alt country and that kind of thing,
really?
Right? Which you wouldn't get at all from this,
not
right?
Not at all.
I do hear a little bit of some My Morning Jacket influence in that to a certain extent.
You can hear that.
Again, sort of in the vocal delivery and in just in kind of the laid back sort of feeling of the song.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It also kind of reminds me a bit of Whitney.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
Right?
Yeah, totally. I didn't even hear that the first time through. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Not
Jim.
The extreme falsetto of Whitney, but a similar kind of thing.
But it's got that kind of swing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of gentle swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, I almost heard like Paul Young from the 80s, man. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Tear My Playhouse Down and some of that stuff?
Yeah.
Like it's got a little bit of that neo-soul kind of a feeling.
It does.
Which is great.
And that bass line that kind of drives
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it the bass is not quite fat, but it's got a little sort of that 80s edge on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back and look it up, people. Paul Young. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was. So there you go. So that's The Quiet Hollers. That is a single.
Nice, Jim.
And I could not find any information about whether that's from an upcoming album or anything.
It's
just maybe they just dropped a single. Maybe it's something bigger to come.
Yep.
I don't know. So those are my two picks for September.
Okay.
I'll give a quick shout out to the new Sturgill Simpson album, too.
Yeah.
It kind of threw me for a loop the first time I heard it because it's more of a rock record
than
a country record. And there's actually quite a fair amount of synth on it
and
stuff.
Wow.
And sort of like at first I was like, what is this exactly? But I kind of quickly fell in love with it. And I know a lot of people don't particularly like it,
yep.
which kind of makes me like it even more. So, so check that out too. So there you go.
Okay.
So tomorrow you're going to have a couple of
songs
mm-hmm. from September. And we're going to play out here with a cover.
Yeah, before we go, what is the cover going to be? Oh, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Okay. We'll play that out. We always like to have
a new cover of an older song. I love that.
There was a wealth of good covers this month.
Oh,
so.
Great. Now, here's an idea, Jim, business-wise. Mm-hmm. How about if we license a covers record for all these interesting covers, relicense them from the labels, take their publishing, and make money on that? I mean, just get the songs out there for others.
Oh, okay, sure. I don't quite understand, but I'll trust you on this.
Think about it.
Okay, now, we like to hear from the listeners about new music they have discovered, and a lot of people do take us up on this.
Yeah,
they like to share it, and it's really kind of grown, so this is good.
There.
I know we already have a Stephen Routledge call that we will play as soon as we can. It'll probably be maybe in the next week or so.
Yep.
So we'll get that out. But anyone else has new music, whether it's from the past month or the past couple of months, whatever, just whatever's new to you, that's fine. Call, leave a message, 612-440-1985. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. And of course, you mentioned how often we're doing this. So how often should people listen?
Every day, Jim.
All right.
And we also might have to start, I think this would be a great problem to have, start a second channel of just new music recommendations on the internet.
Sure.
Yep. It'd be great.
Do we get the publishing from that too?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. Now here's the cover. And tell me, you might know this band doing the cover, a band called Eyelids?
Mm-mm.
No Eyelids?
Nope.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with them either, but it says here.
Is it I-L-I-D-S?
There's no dash.
Oh, okay.
It's just Eyelids, just
how do you
normal.
Spell it?
It's not like O'Neaters. It's E-Y-E-L-I-D-S.
Oh, I would spell it I-L-I-D-S.
Yeah, like O'Neaters, right.
Yeah, okay. Eyelids, like eyelid. A cool...
Okay, let me just read you their bio. I don't know them, but says, these two guys wrote in the company of some of the most legendary songwriters of indie rock, including Robert Pollard, Stephen Malkmus, Colin Molloy, Elliot Smith. In 2014, they decided it was time to finally start writing and recording together, and they joined the guitarist, and they formed a band called Eyelids. So anyway, Peter Buck has produced their records.
Hmm.
They've toured with Drive-By Truckers and the Charlton's UK.
Wow.
So anyway, this is the band, and they did a cover here with another guy named Jay Gonzalez. Do you know this guy?
Not by name alone, no.
Let me look him up real quick. It says no information. So anyway, it's something called Jay Gonzalez Sings Eyelids, Sings Jay Gonzalez, Sings Eyelids.
Great.
Is the name of the record or the EP, I guess.
Oh,
and
okay.
The EP includes, with Scott McCoy also playing on it.
I don't know what the hell's going on now.
A cover of a song by Camper Van Beethoven.
Oh,
that's what I'm getting to. Here's the payoff.
All right, great.
It's a cover of a song by Camper Van Beethoven. I really like this a lot. The song is called Oh No. And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk with you guys tomorrow.
And counted to 10. Oh no, here it comes again, that funny feeling. Oh no, here it comes again, that funny feeling. One was not serious, and one was confused. One was just vicious.
Would you ever pay $10.99 for a six-pack of Michelob? No, I would not.